Episode 138, Why the Law of Reciprocation is the Key to Building Deep Customer Relationships. In today's episode, Emerson Patton, a business guru, talks about the law of reciprocation. This is a fantastic and really fascinating topic, and he just explains it so well.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the online marketing audio blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella, and it's my job to keep you ahead of the game when it comes to everything to do with social media and online marketing. This is actually an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website, and its focus is on the small business owner. We appreciate that all business owners wear so many hats nowadays, and therefore we need to learn lots of new skills if we're going to be successful, and this blog is here to help. We cover everything from finance to social media and everything else in between. You're going to find it here on the audio blog.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo-Boo, Coochie-Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
In each episode, I always add a little something different, which is just for you listeners, in the tool or technique of the day. So before we transition over to today's guest blog, let me share with you today's tool of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog. Tools and techniques.
Yeah, you can't talk about the law of reciprocation without mentioning the book called Influence by Robert Cialdini. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right. In fact, it was actually Emerson, today's guest blogger, who first mentioned this book to me, and I devoured the audio version just in 2 weeks flat. It's brilliant, and it's now in my top 10 of my all-time favourite books. Here's a bit of an extract from Amazon, so this is how they describe it. Influence. The classic book on persuasion explains the psychology of why people say yes and how to apply these understandings. Dr. Robert Cialdini is the expert in the rapidly expanding field of influence and persuasion. His 35 years of rigorous evidence-based research, along with a 3-year program of study on what moves people to change behavior, has resulted in this highly acclaimed book. You'll learn 6 universal principles, how to use them to become a skilled persuader, and how to defend yourself against them. Perfect for people in all walks of life, the principles of influence will move you towards a profound change and act as a driving force for your success. So that's what Amazon says, so please check it out on Amazon. You can find the link in today's show notes. All you have to do is visit allthews.green-umbrella.biz/138. That's the show notes for today, and obviously you can read the article there as well.
Geocacher, podcaster, mother, social media geek, wife. At Julia Doherty is where you'll find her on Twitter.
Okay, it's now time to introduce a brand new guest blogger to the GU Audio Blog. I've known Emerson for loads of years, lots of networking, B&Is, 4Ns. We've seen him around for a long, long time. He's got a really good reputation locally. He's a wonderful business coach and just a natural leader. He's quite inspirational and he's forever given me valuable advice as my business grows as well. So he's always on hand to sort of tap into, say, oh, Emerson, what would you do if you was in this situation? He's also a big reader as well. So he's forever giving sort of advice on, have you checked out this book? And you know me, I do like my books. Anyway, today's episode, Emerson is going to talk about the value of reciprocation and what this means for your business. He explains it so much better than me. So over to you, Emerson.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Hi, my name's Emerson Patton, and I'm going to record a blog for you now on reciprocity. What it is, and why it's important to my business and life success. So, what is reciprocity? Well, it's an interesting concept on human behaviour. It's about people wishing to return a favour and so benefit the giver of the initial favour. In fact, there is a huge global networking business called B&I, whose mantra is based on giver's gain, i.e., if I help you win business, you will help me win business. Reciprocity is how we build trust and strong relationships, because if we don't return the favour when it's asked, it can break down the trust and the quality of the relationship. A great business and a great life comes from fulfilling relationships. Reciprocity is a concept on how to build these great relationships, which can also be applied to business situations. I found that as a business coach, I was using the concept naturally, but having read an excellent book by Robert Cialdini, it's called Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion, I've understood much more about the power of reciprocity, and I advise you to read it too. In fact, that's why I'm writing this very article for you now. Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella did me a favour, and she recently was a speaker for me on LinkedIn at one of my 90-day business planning days. She was excellent, I might add, and my clients loved it. She then asked me if I would do this blog for her. So here I am, returning the favour, as I want to build an even stronger relationship with Julia. But you need to know the backstory to see reciprocity in action again, because the reason she did the presentation for me was because I helped her carry some heavy IT equipment to a car from a recent exhibition she was attending. While we walked, we talked, and we were talking about the working on our existing projects, and I asked her about whether she could present at my workshop. If I hadn't offered to help her carry her stuff, my clients would never have benefited from her awesome talk. It's all about swapping favours and building stronger relationships. As a child, we are taught to build favour with people, to return a favour, to build friendships. And so we must still build friendships when we are building business relationships. My view of being in business is that if you can help enough people get what they want, I'll achieve what I want. And this is a bit of a spiritual view, but I believe in karma. What goes around comes around. If you can help out and put things into people's lives, then you are building an emotional bank account with them. They will then, by human nature, wish to make a return favour to you at a later date. Because we want to fit in as human beings, and it's not be seen as taking the mick or getting a stigma of being selfish. So we generally wish to return a favour. Something to note about the concept of emotional bank account is that unfortunately the bank account, although a great thing for building relationships, it also has holes in it. And if you don't keep filling it up, it will eventually drain out. So don't think you can do something just once and play on that for years. Also, be careful about how you treat people, as you do not wish to shoot more holes in it yourself by handling them badly. When you have a healthy emotional bank account with someone, you're in credit. It means that it's usually okay to ask them a favour to help you achieve your outcome as long as your credit line is large enough. If you have a relationship that you are taking from more than you are putting in, that could end up in a situation of emotional overdraft. This is a very sad and bad place to be, because not only will they not help you or do a favour for you, they may actively seek ways not to help you or to be difficult to you. So how does that fit in with business? Well, given all the technology available in business these days, in general though, people still like to do business with people, so behaviour matters. In fact, I had a plumbing issue at my new farmhouse I just moved into and needed a plumber to visit. So three came at different times to visit. One of them was very personal and came from a referral from the neighbour in the barn conversion opposite, who had a similar issue to us. So here's some examples of reciprocity. He came as a referral and he was a nice guy and did a good job for my neighbour. So as a favour to me, my neighbour recommended this plumber, Paul. Paul arrived and quickly got to the bottom of the issue without any scare tactics and also made a few simple adjustments around the house on his way around free of charge. Now this really built reciprocity with me. He was quick to reply with a quote and helpful to fit around being convenient for us to do the work. Now compare that to one guy who shook his head and made it all sound very complicated and the other who just took ages to get a quote back and it didn't cover all the items as well in the quote. So it's not a mystery who we chose. Paul, of course, he did a great job. And so now I will recommend him. It's a virtuous circle. And that is why reciprocity is important in business. It helps you get more, better quality work. Reciprocity is also important in marketing. To use this in marketing context, if you are offering useful white papers or information CDs and DVDs or free places at seminars or samples to help give useful ideas to people, as I do for business coaching on www.business-education-club.co.uk or on my actioncoach.com/EmersonPatton, that's EmersonPatton, and if you want to take a look, you can help yourself, so please do. Anyway, I'm giving away these useful items as a way I'm hoping to help someone. If they feel I've helped them, they may wish to book in to see me for a free business review, or come to one of my free business growth workshops. If at that session I can show them how to make step changes and improve their business and their life, they will hopefully wish to become a client of mine, which in turn means I can help them become more successful and get what they want. Well, I got what I want, a new client. At each step, I've been building a relationship and doing a favour of helping them so they have been able to move comfortably to the next step. But you have to remember that business relationships began with giving, in the hope that some people will want to make the leap to take on a coach, and only then will I receive. Not all people will become clients. It's just about being willing to begin building enough quality relationships and follow through on those who are ready to step up and take coaching on from me. So the question is to you, how can you begin to build great quality relationships with your potential and existing clients by giving them help or something of use and value first? If you have any questions on this or any other business building questions, please do drop me a line at emersonpatton@actioncoach.com or give me a call on my mobile 07860 292620, or visit me free of charge as a guest at one of my clubs at www.business-education-club.co.uk. I look forward to seeing you all building reciprocity out there and building a virtuous business amongst the communities you work in. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for this article, Emerson. I'm sure you've given lots of people plenty to think about. I urge you all to download the book called Influence by Robert Cialdini, and also urge you to connect with Emerson online. You can find him over at Twitter. He's also Facebook, LinkedIn, all the rest of it. But Twitter is a nice, easy one. Just follow Emerson, that's EmersonPatton, Emerson Patton, PATTON. So that's Emerson Patton. So to read today's article from Emerson and to find the links to today's tool of the day, which is a well-known book called Influence, please visit all the W's green-umbrella.biz/138.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.
That's it for another episode. I'll see you next time round. Take care. Bye-bye for now. See you soon. Ta-da!
This episode has been produced by 13 Media Arts on behalf of Green Umbrella.